Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? That's right. It is about that time. You are now locked into WKAR's Current Sports, coming to you all on this hump day, January 16th, 2019. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your Wednesday afternoon. We've got a lot to get to on today's show. We've got a great rundown featuring a one-of-a-kind guest. So, what will we be talking about, you ask? I'll be glad to tell you. Some news has broken, folks, concerning the leadership here at Michigan State University. As you all know, in light of the Larry Nassar scandal, Luana K. Simon stepped down as president of the university last year, and in walked in John Engler as interim president, serving as president of the university while a national search is underway. Well, Engler has had some missteps during his interim stay here at Michigan State University, so much so that the Michigan State Board of Trustees has now asked Engler to resign. This news breaking about 20 minutes ago. That's when I saw it. And it's being reported by multiple sources. The source that I'm looking at right now is actually the Detroit Free Press, which reports that the Board of Trustees has asked Engler to resign before it fires him tomorrow morning. Sources close to Engler told the Detroit Free Press on Wednesday. Now, we also have, of course, active coverage of this courtesy of our WKAR news team, who is working very diligent to get this news to you all as it unfolds. But that's the latest right now. I'll give you my thoughts on the news concerning the Board of Trustees reportedly asking interim Michigan State University President John Engler to resign before it fires him tomorrow. You'll get my thoughts on that in just a moment. Also, when it comes to sports talk, right, we'll dive into the University of Michigan football program led by, of course, Jim Harbaugh, offering a scholarship to a pretty young recruit. Wait till you hear this story. You don't want to miss that, folks. When it comes to that guest I just mentioned, our guest for today's Current Sports will be the one, the only, Jim Comparoni, publisher of SpartanMag.com. I mean, Jim is one of the most knowledgeable reporters I've ever met. You know, I love reading his work. I love following his Twitter feed. You know, the way he sees sports is truly special, and he can break down the X's and the O's unlike anybody I've ever met. He's a dear friend of the show, and he's one of my favorite guys here in local media. Jim Comparoni will join us to talk about the Michigan State men's basketball team. We will get Jim's impressions of what he's seen from the Spartans so far here early in the Big Ten year. And why not? I'm also going to pick his brain about the future of Michigan State football in light of course, the Mark D'Antonio press conference, head coach of the Michigan State football team, press conference that was held last week addressing changes to the offensive philosophy of the Michigan State football program. Some reshuffling that was done with the coaching staff and a new offensive coordinator in Brad Salem. We'll get Jim's thoughts on that. And then on the back end of the show, we will dive into some moving and shaking that is happening here in local professional sports media, as Matt Shepard is now the new voice, television voice, of the Detroit Tigers, and also a pretty big name at NBC, and Bob Costas reportedly done at NBC. That's shocking stuff. If you would like to be a part of the hour, multiple ways in which you can weigh in, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527 is the number to call. Also want to address this. You know, I was chatting with one of our listeners this morning via text message, and I got to get this off my chest, guys. You know, you all have been listening to Current Sports. Now, we've been on the air for, what, almost 6 years now. It'll be 6 years in April, which I really can't believe. I mean, that's truly unreal. But for our long-term listeners out there and those who have been regular callers on the show, you know the format of Current Sports, right? You know, this dance that we do every weekday at 1 p.m., you know the format. You know when the headliners are coming, which will be in just a moment. You know when I'm diving into my monologue and issuing that first topic. And you know protocol when a guest is on. If you want to call in to be a part of Current Sports, it's about a 99.9% chance that you will get on the air. All right? Barring, one, that you hang up, or two, that I'm in the middle of my monologue, or I have a guest on the show. But, you know, for me to just stop what we have planned for you guys and to just get to your phone call, it disrupts the continuity of the show. All right? So I had a listener I was chatting to this morning about this, and, you know, that was a bit, you know, not happy with the wait time. And I'm like, look, you know, when you called, I'm in the middle of my opening monologue of the show. I can't just stop what I'm saying and stop what I've planned, you know, for the show, for the hour, to get to your call, because it would just throw off just how smooth the show sounds, and it would be very abrupt. All right? So just be patient. You know, I'm going to get to you, folks. I used to. When I first got here on the air at Current Sports, I used to, whenever you would call in, I immediately got to you. But then I would listen back, and I'm like, man, that was pretty jarring. You know, it just isn't good radio. So be patient. Call in. I love hearing from you. You know, I know some radio hosts out there in the sports talk world who won't even take callers anymore just because of that very reason. It just throws off everything. But I love hearing from you guys. This show is about you. I want to hear your opinions. All I ask is that you just respect the show. You know, if I'm in the middle of talking about something and I'm making some points, just be patient. I'm going to get to you. All right? Love you guys. You can also weigh in courtesy of social media. Go to facebook.com/WKAR News. Check out the live stream there. Comment below the video. And you can tweet us. Tweet the show at WKAR_sports, or tweet me directly at Al Martin. WKAR, here are your quick hit headliners. We start with the breaking news that is really, you know, making the rounds now. I saw it 20 minutes ago. I'm seeing here it was published about an hour ago, actually, by the Detroit Free Press. David Jesse of the Detroit Free Press is reporting that the Michigan State University Board of Trustees has asked interim president John Engler to resign before it fires him tomorrow morning. That's what sources close to Engler are telling the Detroit Free Press today. Now, the board has scheduled an emergency 8 a.m. board meeting for tomorrow. Sources said at least five board members are prepared to vote to fire John Engler. However, board chairwoman Diane Byram had a conversation with Engler Wednesday today and asked him to resign before the meeting takes place in the morning. Now, Engler and MSU spokeswoman Emily Garrett did not return requests for comment. Board members are expected to name a replacement for Engler during the meeting tomorrow. This is big news, and I'll have more thoughts on it in just a second. I want to hear from the public out there. I'm sure there are many fans of this university. There are many alum that are listening to this right now. Some are saying, finally, some are confused. I want to hear from you guys. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. All right, Isaiah Marshall, a seventh-grade quarterback at MacArthur Academy in Southfield, Michigan, has been offered a scholarship to play at Michigan. Now, that's according to his father, Brian. Wolverines head football coach Jim Harbaugh extended the offer after watching tape of the 13-year-old, yes, 13-year-old signal caller while visiting the school searching for high school prospects at Southfield High. This is what Brian Marshall had to say. Quote, "It was definitely unexpected, especially when you're just looking for feedback on how to get better. That came out of it. Harbaugh called me because I was on my way over there, and he was there early with my brother. They called me on the phone and asked if it was okay. And, of course, I said yes." So, again, seventh-grade quarterback Isaiah Marshall from Southfield, Michigan, has been offered a scholarship from U of M head football coach Jim Harbaugh. He is 13 years old. Oh, what?
Has no one learned anything from when Lane Kiffin did this? I mean,
you know, it's funny to me, Connor. Connor Mathis, today's engineer of WKAR's Current Sports. Connor, it's funny to me because this isn't out of the norm anymore. You know, maybe a few years back, we would look at the story and say, 13? But, you know, I don't know how many times now I have talked with many college coaches out there, and I asked them, you know, straight up, I mean, you know, who's the youngest prospect you have on your list? And some of the ages used to really shock me. But, you know, it's like damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because if that young pup does turn out to be a phenom, you know, logic says that if you're in on that recruit early, you would have a good chance of landing that recruit, you know, as that recruit ages. But you, we all know recruiting is not an exact science. And, you know, if you got other big time programs out there pegging talent like this young pup, and you're not in early, you're kind of at a disadvantage. So it's like if you don't, you know, dive into the water and do it, then you're kind of putting yourself behind the crew that it's behind some of the upper echelon programs here in the nation. So
yeah, I mean, like, I understand, like, reaching out to them, that's one thing, but throwing a scholarship, that seems a bit bold, especially since, you know, you only have a certain number of those. And then,
yeah, man.
And then if the story comes out later that you down the line, when it actually came time for this prospect to come through, you decide to pull that scholarship, it's not a good look. I don't know about sending a scholarship this early, but definitely reaching out. I mean, I've heard of that before.
Yeah, and it's the thing. I mean, we don't know if Jim Harbaugh will even be the head coach in 5 years at U of M.
Exactly.
That's another
exactly.
thing as well. So there's so much that could change in 5 years. This is just Jim Harbaugh just trying to plant his seed early and trying to snag this young man to be a part of his program. But you just don't know. I mean, he's in seventh grade. He's still growing. He's only 13 years old. More on that story in just a moment. Kalen Lucas. That name should sound familiar, Michigan State basketball fans. He is the former Orchard Lake St. Mary's and Michigan State men's basketball standout who is now signing a two-way deal with the Detroit Pistons. According to a person with firsthand knowledge of the situation, Lucas will take the place of Zach Lofton, who will be cut. Lucas has played in one career NBA game, 6 minutes with the Memphis Grizzlies in the 2014-15 year. The Pistons are back home after a 1-3 road trip as the Orlando Magic are coming off wins over Boston and Houston. Both the Magic and the Pistons scrambling to hang around the playoff race. They are the 9th and 10th teams in the East, so there is something riding on this game tonight. The game will tip off at 7 p.m., and you can catch it on Fox Sports Detroit. Also, the Detroit Red Wings defeated the Anaheim Ducks 3-1 last night. And with the win, the Red Wings have now won two straight games, and the Ducks have now lost 12 straight. The Wings will next take on the Calgary Flames Friday night at 9 p.m. And it's been quite a run, but Bob Costas and NBC have parted ways for good. The legendary sportscaster has been with the network since 1979 and throughout his career has done just about everything, calling or serving as host for sporting events, including the Olympics, the Super Bowl, World Series, NBA Finals, and the Triple Crown. Now he's set to focus on his work with the MLB Network. Quote, "It's all settled quietly and happily for all concerned," Costas told the New York Post. And, you know, I'm not surprised here either, because we haven't seen Bob on NBC in a while. And also Mike Tirico seems to be like the guy now, like the lead sportscaster for NBC. He actually took over for Bob during the last Olympics. So Bob Costas is going to miss him on NBC, though. He created a lot of great memories throughout his career with that network. And check this. Turkish prosecutors are seeking an international arrest warrant for New York Knicks center Enes Kanter, accusing him of membership in a terror organization. Prosecutors are seeking an Interpol red notice, citing Kanter's ties to exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who was blamed for a failed coup in 2016 and accusing him of providing financial support to his group. Officials at the prosecutor's office could not be reached for comment. Kanter had this to say in response on his Twitter, quote, "Turkish government cannot present any single piece of evidence of my wrongdoing. I don't even have a parking ticket in the U.S. I have always been a law-abiding resident." That's a crazy story. All right, that wraps up your current sports quick hit headliners. Again, multiple ways in which you can join the fun. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Let's keep it moving. All right, folks, a lot to get to, and in about a little over 10 minutes, we will be welcoming to the show Jim Comperoni, publisher of SpartanMag.com. Jim does and has been doing outstanding work reporting on Michigan State sports for years, and I am certainly excited to get him on the show to dive into some Michigan State men's basketball chatter, as well as to get his thoughts on the press conference that took place at Spartan Stadium last week, in which Mark D'Antonio gave his best rendition of Musical Chairs and basically reassigned roles to his coaching staff and announced a new offensive coordinator, Brad Salem, as Dave Warner will now move back to quarterback's coach. So excited to get Jim's thoughts on that. But before we do, I want to address the news that has the area buzzing, and not just the area. Heck, this is like national news. I'm actually on ESPN.com right now, as I usually am, along with some other websites throughout the hour at 1 p.m. just in case something crazy breaks. And right now, this story is the fourth top headliner on ESPN.com. And in those top headliners, the top three are transfer news concerning Oklahoma quarterback transfer Austin Kendall. And then you have Tiger Woods, who's going to be making his 2019 debut at Torrey Pines, and then the Enos Cancer story that I just brought to you guys to close out the headliners, just to show you the kind of company that this news is in. And then fourth on ESPN.com, you have, quote, MSU leader at risk over survivor spotlight claim. Now, that is a story that I brought to you all on yesterday's Current Sports. And you know, I didn't give any thoughts or offer any opinions on it. I just passed it along to you all on the Tuesday edition of Current Sports a little after 1:30 p.m. But you could kind of hear the sarcasm in my voice, you know, when I brought that story to you guys. And you know, John Engler, as interim president, you know, taking over for Luana K. Simon last year, who decided to step down after her own missteps, after her own mishandling of the Larry Nassar scandal, coming off as incredibly unsympathetic in this very trying time, the most trying time in this university's history. You know, you would think that someone would come in and be some kind of calm to this ever-growing storm. Because last year was certainly trying, folks. And, you know, John Engler came in, didn't know much about Engler other than the fact that I knew he was a politician, you know, former governor of Michigan. You know, I thought that it would be common sense that when you are coming into an atmosphere like this, when you are coming into a scandal that is this big, I mean, we're talking about a scandal that gained national attention, a scandal that involves young women and girls being abused time and time over. You would think whoever comes in as the new leader of this university, even though it, you know, even though it may be temporary and have the interim title on it, you would think that leader would learn from the failed leadership that was here prior to and say the right things, would approach the job with an open ear, would do the right things in order for this university to begin some kind of healing process. When in fact, John Engler has added more fuel to the fire during his tenure here at Michigan State. You guys know me. I am never going to come on the air and not be honest and transparent with you all about what I feel is right. I am that kind of human being, all right? And I frankly wouldn't feel right with myself at 2 p.m., during this really tumultuous time here at Michigan State University. I wouldn't feel right with myself if I did not come here on the air and be honest and address the mishaps that I feel have been unexplainable, really. And, you know, even though WKAR is here right at Michigan State University, we are an independent media organization, and we are always going to bring you the facts. And the fact of the matter is, folks, I mean, when you look at misstep after misstep from John Engler, I don't know how you can evaluate these glaring and problematic statements that he has made concerning the Larry Nassar survivors and say to yourself, yes, he should still be in this position as the leader here at Michigan State University. Among those mishaps, in case some of you may not know or forgotten, and again, this is coming from the Lansing State Journal, which David Jesse does a great job of just kind of laying everything out there. Starting with Engler canceling a $10 million healing fund that was set up to help pay for counseling for Nassar survivors. He cited that what he said was fraud of the system and said after the survivors got a $500 million settlement from MSU, they didn't need the fund to pay for counseling. And earlier this month, the MSU board rescinded this action and actually reinstated that fund, thank goodness. How about in April, when an email was uncovered by the Detroit Free Press and the Chronicle of Higher Education, in which Engler accused Rachel Den Hollander, who has been the Joan of Arc in this whole situation, the first voice to come forth and say that Larry Nassar abused her. Engler accused Den Hollander of getting kickbacks from attorneys for filing a lawsuit against Michigan State University. When it was released in June, it brought a new round of calls for the board to fire Engler, including one from now Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. How about in April of last year when Larry Nassar survivor Kaylee Lorenz said Engler offered her $250,000 to drop her lawsuit after Lorenz made the offer public and was highly critical of it? A top Engler aide sent a private email obtained by the Freak in which she said any such claims were fake news made up by survivors. Huh. After announcing he was creating a chief compliance officer position to be independent and work as a check on MSU, Engler folded it into an existing office and reportedly didn't give the resources to the CCO asked to run for the operation. I mean, I could go on and on and on here. Another bullet point. When the school's alumni magazine, the MSU Alumni Magazine, created an issue dedicated to the Larry Nassar scandal, including several pieces critical of MSU's handling of the issue, John Engler canceled that issue. Instead, an issue with a lengthy question and answer piece with Engler focusing on what he called the positive changes he had been making at MSU. That is what ran instead. Also, when the head of MSU's Title IX office, the department that handles sexual assault complaints on campus, left, Engler appointed Rob Kent as the interim head. Now, Kent had been working with the school's general counsel office and had defended the school in various lawsuits brought against the school by sexual assault survivors who alleged that the school didn't follow proper procedures. Those critical of the move said he wasn't the right person to reform the office. Also, speaking of individuals who moved into new roles, after MSU athletic director Mark Hollis stepped down, we all know what happened, Engler named Bill Beekman, then the secretary on the MSU board, as acting AD. Despite the fact, no knock against Bill Beekman, but this happened despite the fact that Engler had promised a national search. Engler hired Beekman. Beekman, no experience running an athletic department. But he got the job. And also, after a lawsuit was filed against MSU by a sexual assault survivor, MSU released a statement about the case detailing the visits of the person filing the suit to MSU's counseling center, a likely violation of federal student privacy laws. And internal emails obtained by the Freep showed Engler was personally involved in the crafting of the statement. Misstep after misstep after misstep. And it has now led to, as I just brought to you guys at the top of the hour, it has now led for the MSU Board of Trustees to finally say enough is enough. Leadership has to change. And it was released, I believe this morning, the agenda was released that the future of John Engler was going to be on the agenda for tomorrow's emergency meeting. And again, an hour ago, a little more than an hour ago now, it's now reported that board chairwoman Diane Byram is the one who had the conversation with Engler today, asking him to resign before he is fired tomorrow. And in my opinion, I don't know. Again, I don't know how anyone can look at this story, how anyone can listen to those countless occurrences that I just laid out, countless occurrences of John Engler saying the wrong thing, doing the wrong thing, just countless questionable actions, and say to yourself, this is the right leadership for Michigan State University in light of this horrific storm. Your thoughts, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. When we hit this this first break and come back, we'll get to some sports talk, and we'll address Michigan offering a scholarship to a seventh grader. And we also hope to have on the show Jim Comparoni, publisher of SpartanMag.com. That and so much more. Don't touch that dial. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. You just heard my thoughts on the news that is making the rounds here in East Lansing, Michigan. It is the, to show you how big the story is, it is the fourth top headliner on ESPN.com right now. As it looks like, John Engler, interim president here at Michigan State University, is being asked to step down, or when tomorrow morning's emergency meeting happens, Engler will be fired. That is what is being reported from the Detroit News right now. Dan Murphy of ESPN, you know, this is who wrote ESPN's fourth, you know, popular headliner here on the website. Quote, John Engler's tenure as the interim president at Michigan State may be coming to an end days after he suggested that some survivors of Larry Nash's abuse were enjoying the spotlight after having been sexually abused. And I think that that is the big headline that is now leading finally to this conversation of Engler possibly being let go and ousted from his position. Because you just can't say something like that. You know, this is a story that has been highly publicized for good reason. Because for years, right here at Michigan State, we witnessed the biggest case of sexual abuse that we've ever seen. And Larry Nassar was able to act under the guise of medical treatment and abuse countless young women and girls. And you go on record to say that some of the survivors are, quote, enjoying the spotlight? That's common sense not to say something like that, right? You would think. You know, you would think not to, you know, say that in front of cameras and microphones. I just don't understand that whatsoever. So, want to get your thoughts, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527 is the number to call. We're working on trying to get Jim Comparoni on the show, publisher of SpartanMag.com. And before, as we're working on trying to get him on, we hopefully do that, I do want to go behind the glass because, you know, I think that right now, and I said this last year when Michigan State was right in the eye of this storm and going through this, that if there is anybody other than, of course, the survivors who have a huge voice and a huge opportunity to affect change and to cause a ripple effect that can really alter history here at Michigan State University in a positive way, create a positive ripple that when we look back at this time, 10, 20 years down the line, this group, of individuals can really have a great impact and serve as the primary agents of change here at Michigan State. That group is the students. And I have to commend the student body here at Michigan State, those who have let their voice be heard, have showed up to these Board of Trustees meetings and protested and spoken out against the leadership here at Michigan State, because that takes a lot of guts to do that, to step out of your comfort zone and to stand up for what you believe in. And that's anybody, you know, who decides to step out and step up in the midst of dark times and speak out against what is wrong. So I just want to get perspective real quick here before we shift gears. I want to go behind the glass to engineer Connor Mathis. And Connor, again, you are an MSU student. You have been following this, like just about every student here at Michigan State has been doing, since the beginning of last year, at the very least. I just want to get your thoughts, man, on hearing this breaking news concerning John Engler, listening to his toxic dialogue, to be honest with you, throughout this time. I mean, what are your thoughts on this, and what are your thoughts on, again, John Engler possibly being fired or stepping down as the interim president?
I think it's about time. I honestly, keeping it 100 here, I don't think they should give him the opportunity to resign. I think they should just can him. He has been nothing but awful for this university. Every single time he gets a chance to prove himself otherwise, he takes a step in the wrong direction. And, you know, time and time again, you see him insulting not only physically insulting the student body, the survivors, but also insulting our intelligence, really. Just the way he addresses student concerns and survivor concerns, he treats them like children, mm-hmm. as opposed to adults. It's ridiculous. I think that he should have been gone from the get-go.
I agree. I mean, he said they're enjoying the spotlight. How do you say something like that?
I don't know what's wrong with this dude, but I don't think he was ever the right guy for the job. I think both cases of getting rid of Luana and, you know, calling out Engler on his crap, the mm-hmm. students have been way ahead of the game than the leadership, which you got to give them credit for. It's really disappointing to see that the leadership is so far behind on this, because There are statements three times removed that should have gotten Engler gone, mm-hmm. and just to see him continually put himself in this position and represent this university so poorly is really, really frustrating. And I don't think anyone will be sad to see him go, but I don't even know if I would be the Board of Trustees and even give him a chance to resign. I can't him. I wouldn't give him the dignity. He doesn't deserve it.
I agree. I'm with you, Connor. And I do want to read a statement, a response real quick here, coming from Rachel Denhollander. Again, she is the first woman to come forward publicly about being assaulted by Nassar. Rachel Denhollander, after reading the quote about some survivors enjoying the spotlight, that quote coming from interim president John Engler, Rachel tweeted this, quote, Engler references survivors enjoying their time in the spotlight. You mean like having to change the day I grocery shop so my three kids don't see a photo of their mom demonstrating what was done to her body? Tell me more about how enjoyable this spotlight is. And then the tweet goes on to read, quote, he's been at this a year. He's doing it on purpose. He was brought into doing this, And if you can't trust your president's character or wisdom enough to let him speak publicly, he probably shouldn't be in charge. Very candid response from Rachel Denhollander there, Connor.
And, you know, it's not just the public stuff, too. It's the dude, the stuff he does in private is so, the private stuff that's gotten out is just so callous. Like they, like you said earlier, those email, the emails and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, does he just not think people won't be listening, that this university isn't under a microscope right now? I mean, yeah. To be doing those things in, quote-unquote, in private, where he's still in a pretty open view for other people who, mind you, not everyone there is, clearly not everyone there is happy too. So, I mean, just right. Be doing these things over and over again and keep on coming back and acting like you're untouchable is just speaks to another level about that guy. I can't stand him.
A few comments coming in on our Facebook page right now, facebook.com/WKAR News. Ben says, quote, it's about time that the university let Engler go or fire him. Engler should have been should not have been hired in the first place, seeing as how he has 400 plus sexual assault accusations on his record to begin with that haven't been dealt with. I mean, I assume that Ben is talking about, of course, the Larry Nassar survivors, not Engler himself. And then Ben goes on to read, it's always good to be honest and forthright and to do and say the right things, Al. We appreciate that you do that with us. And you've done that since here on campus, since the Larry Nassar scandal came out. It's about time the Board of Trustees finally realized that it's time to do the right thing, not only for the victims and survivors, but for the university as a whole and to make the fans and alumni happy. And then Lawrence, my stepdad, just says, what? He said that? He can't even believe that Engler made that statement about the spotlight. So, yeah, that and then some. So there you have that. And we'll be following this. I don't think that any news has broken, right, Connor, as far as Engler stepping down is concerned.
Not that I've seen. Ben might have been referring to there is, as Governor Engler dismissed a lot of claims of sexual assault in the prison system.
This
article is saying as governor in the 90s, he had a far different response when a group of women prison inmates said that they were assaulted or harassed by male guards. And
over 400?
I don't know if it's over 400, but I just did a quick look up. This is the only thing I found.
Yeah, maybe that's what Ben, that, Ben,
might,
is that, what
that might be
to?
What he's alluding to. That's okay. The only thing that came up when I did a quick search of that.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. It's just a really troubling time right now. We'll see what happens. And again, our WKAR news team is on it. You know, reporters like Kevin Lavery, you know, Scott Pohl, Abigail Sinsky, they're following this, and if anything does break, please keep it locked to WKAR.org as well as our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News. So let's take our second break right now, Connor. When I come back, we'll close it out with sports talk, I promise you, okay? I want to address Michigan recruiting a seventh grader. I also kind of want to talk about, I've been kind of itching to talk about this, the Adrian Broner and Manny Pacquiao fight that will be taking place this Saturday. I think that's a pay-per-view fight, courtesy of Showtime. You know, I watched the Showtime documentary leading up to the fight, and it's interesting on a lot of different levels. That and more, you are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. Got to be honest with you guys, this is a different show. I didn't plan on it being like this, but again, when things break, the normal script kind of goes out the window. All right. We have been discussing throughout this hour the news concerning John Engler, interim president here at Michigan State University. It looks as though the Board of Trustees is going to be holding an emergency meeting tomorrow at 8 a.m. to discuss right now the tenure of interim president John Engler. And it's being reported by the Detroit Free Press that he has already been asked to step down. The Freep is reporting that board chairwoman Diane Byram had a conversation with Engler today and asked him to resign before the meeting. If he does not do so today, during tomorrow's 8 a.m. board meeting, it is being reported that the board will, in fact, fire him. So we've been getting your reaction on this. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527 is the number to call. Many of you weighing in on social media right now at facebook.com/WKAR News. Another comment, Connor, coming from Mike. Mike Cox comments and says, Engler got hired because the Republican legislator, let it be known, MSU funding would be cut if anyone else was hired. This is from the Free Press. Don't you love the emphasis on partisan politics over doing the right thing? And Mike is indeed right, because in preparation for this conversation today, Connor, I did read that article. I didn't know that. That basically the board's hand was being forced, that if they did not go with Engler, funding would be cut. So there's so many layers to this, man, and so much that is coming out. It irritates you. And again, if you're an MSU student, if you are an alum, if you're just a fan of the university, you can't feel good about how badly this has been mishandled. I thought that we would somehow reach some sort of healing process when Luana K. Simon stepped down as president, right? And John Engler coming into the situation as interim president, I thought that you would think things would get better, right? And that sadly has not been the case. So, again, we're coming up on 10 minutes now. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. It looks as though we're not going to get Jim Comperoni on the show. So tomorrow may be kind of crazy because I want to have Jim on. And we also are scheduled to possibly get Susie Merchant on the show, head coach of the Michigan State women's basketball team. So going to be a very, very, very busy Thursday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. But as we come up to the close, Connor, can we get to some kind of sports talk? Just something, man. You know, we briefly touched on Michigan and Jim Harbaugh, right, offering a scholarship to a seventh grade quarterback in Isaiah Marshall. Isaiah Marshall, he's a seventh grader, 13-year-old signal caller from MacArthur Academy in Southfield, Michigan. And, you know, this news broke today. His dad, Isaiah's dad, Brian Marshall, came out and said, quote, "It was definitely unexpected, especially when you're just looking for feedback on how to get better. That came out of it. Harbaugh called me because I was on my way over there and he was there early with my brother. They called me on the phone and asked if that was okay. And of course, I said yes." So the simple question I have here right now, Connor, how young is too young? Because, you know, I've had multiple conversations with many coaches here at Michigan State, with many coaches that I know back in the D on the West Side who coach high school football, high school hoops. And I feel like the numbers are getting younger and younger and younger. Correct me if I'm wrong, but like, I believe Bronny, right? LeBron James's son. He has a few scholarship offers on the table right now, including, correct me if I'm wrong, the Duke Blue Devils and Coach K. I mean,
that came out last year, I think.
That came out last year, right?
And then Wade's son,
Wade's son.
I think Zaire. He was starting to get looked at. But then again, their dads are both Hall of Fame basketball players. So, I mean, that might be a little bit different.
That's true. That is a bit different than maybe Isaiah Marshall. I mean, they've got it in their DNA, right? But, you know, and when I look at this, first off, I'm not surprised to reiterate what I said during the headliners. I'm not surprised that, you know, these numbers of recruits are becoming younger and younger and younger when it comes to them being offered a scholarship to go play whatever sport it is, because there are so many college programs out there that are recruiting these young pups at such a young age that, it, you know, and you want to be in early on some of these top recruits. You just never know who's going to blossom into the next superstar. And some of the philosophy that goes with recruiting, that if you're the earlier you're in on these recruits, the better chance, even though with some of these recruits, Connor, you just don't know. I mean, you don't know what's going through the head of a teenager. And when it comes down to making their college decision, I mean, you know, some love the way that the campus looks and love the facilities. I mean, heck, some when they come on these recruiting visits, they love the dating life. And there's so much that goes into the mind of a young recruit when making that decision. But as the old philosophy goes, the earlier you're in on that recruit, the better opportunity, the better chance you have in landing that recruit when it's time to make that decision. So I get it. I get the philosophy, but it just blows my mind how young some of these recruits are. So how young is too young? I asked you that question, man.
I say 13 is way too young. I'd say freshman year of high school, maybe the earliest you should go, because then they're starting to kind of actually really develop their position, you know, starting to put on the muscle mass you want, especially for football. The story I was telling you about earlier was David Sills from West Virginia. He was the guy who was recruited at 13 by Lane Kiffin when Kiffin was at USC, and he was recruited to play quarterback. Sills now, like, probably one of the best receivers was the best receiver in the Big 12,
right?
One of them. So
right.
You don't know if they're going to change positions, too. I mean, I think 13 is way, way too early, especially with, like, position like quarterback, because there's kids who play quarterback in, you know, 6th, 7th, 8th grade, and then they get to high school and, oh, hey, we're short at defensive back. Can you go over there and play that? Or, hey,
right,
we're short at linebacker. Can you bulk up and go there? So I don't know. I think it's okay to get early looks, but not
right,
early scholarship, because you just don't know.
I would like to see what the numbers are of young recruits overall who have been recruited at maybe like 13 years old that actually pan out to become an All-American. You know what I mean? Who pan out to have great success at the next level, because I just don't know what they are. But if you're going to make this change, and if people do have a problem with it, but we all know the NCAA and how they feel about change, right? That's where the change is going to have to start, from the NCAA saying that, okay, you cannot recruit a young woman or a young man until, what, high school. Like you said, I'm with you on that, Connor. I like freshman year of high school, because I think then you can make an accurate, somewhat accurate prediction on how good this young athlete will be. All right, some breaking news coming along here. I tell you, this hour, I had everything planned and laid out, man. It's all just gone out the window. It's like current sports unscripted today, dude. Some breaking news coming out of the world of college football. Jalen Hurts, Alabama quarterback Jalen Hurts, has now committed to play his senior season at the University of Oklahoma.
Quarterback U?
Yeah, exactly. Quarterback U. I mean, that's a school that now, what, for back-to-back years, they have had the Heisman Trophy winner. Says a lot about that quarterback development out there, right?
And then three straight really good quarterbacks, too, so.
Exactly. Three straight that are really good. So, Jalen Hurts, and, you know, I got to give a lot of credit to Jalen, because Jalen is a player who was at the top of the top, right? I mean, the quarterback for the best college football program in the nation. He doesn't have a good first half in the national title game now, what, two seasons ago. He gets yanked at halftime. Tua Tagovailoa comes in, has an incredible second half, leads the Crimson Tide to victory. He becomes the starting guy from there on out. Jalen does not get sour and pout about it, even though there was that one story about the communication, the lack thereof when it comes to communication with him and the assistant coaches, including the head coach, Nick Saban. But that was just like the only story. You know, I wish they would talk to me. I don't know what's going on. He stuck it out, gets an opportunity in the SEC championship game, helps win that game, right? And now we all know what happened in the national championship. I mean, Alabama gets stunned, you know, against Clemson. But he stuck it out. You know, he very easily, when things weren't going his way, after he gets yanked in the national championship game. He could have transferred then. He could have said, I went out right then. But he stuck through it and has that amazing moment in the SEC championship game. And, you know, now he has a great opportunity to go to Oklahoma and become the guy there. And as a grad transfer, Hurts is eligible to play immediately. But I love this young man. I think that many players can learn a lot about the story of Jalen Hurts. One, you know, college sports aren't loyal to you at all. And don't get me started on a rant here as we come up. Well, I can't, right? We got 2 minutes left. But on how the whole NCAA system is a bunch of trash and they need to be paying these college athletes. I don't want to go on that rant right now. But, you know, there is no loyalty. It's a business at the end of the day. And for Jalen to stick it out and to now have this opportunity to go to another blue blood program in the world of college football, where he can have and has the opportunity to have a lot of success, I think a lot of college athletes can learn from his story. The Houston native in Hurts went 26-2 as starting quarterback at Alabama before he was benched in favor of Tua Tagovailoa. All right, that puts a lid on it, folks. Man, again, this was an unplanned show due to the breaking news concerning interim president John Engler. We'll try, and I put the emphasis on the word try. We will try to get to your regularly scheduled programming here on Current Sports tomorrow. And that all depends on what happens tomorrow at 8 a.m. as well. But until then, folks, we are on a 23-hour break. Thank you so much for everybody who tuned in to this hump day edition of WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin, reminding you to always be easy, people.